day two of our July Reset Challenge.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Welcome. Be motivated and be inspired. Let's go.
G'day team, Glenn here. Welcome you back to day two of the July Challenge, which means it is the 2nd of July. For those of you, of course, listening to this in real time, it might make sense if you're coming back in a month, 2 months, or 6 months' time. But I hope that the challenge is actually something you can come back to and maybe you bookmark one of your success strategies so you know that when you're having a bit of a struggle or when you just feel a bit, things aren't quite going the way I want, you can just go back and go, I might just run back through the challenge quickly, and you might listen to three or four quick episodes together, or you might find a couple that particularly resonated with you at the time that you did this challenge. So this will be around forever, which I think is obviously a positive thing if you've got a strategy that you can go back to. So did you get your book for yesterday? I hope you did. I hope that you've set yourself up in a corner somewhere. I hope that you've allocated some time each day. And for me, I think it's needs to be the same time each day. So if that means getting out of bed 10 minutes earlier and making that extra 10 minutes or 20 minutes that you've got just time for you to focus on the future, I would suggest doing that. If you can do it of a night time and can control your schedule, and you know, maybe you set yourself some rules or some boundaries that at this time at 7 p.m, 8 p.m, whenever it is for you, I stop, I'm not watching TV, I'm not doing anything else, I'm telling my partner, whoever else is I'm living with, that I need 10 or 15 minutes. This is my time. It's planning time. If it's not important enough for you to find 10, 15, 20 minutes every day for the next 31 days to work on yourself, to work on how you feel, to work on what your vision is going forward, to work on just having a more positive experience for the rest of 2020, if that's not of value to you, then you really do need to have a long, hard look at yourself. There's 168 hours in a week. And I'm asking you to allocate about 1 to 1.5 of those hours to yourself and to your planning. You don't have to achieve everything over the next 31 days, but we want to get that brain humming. We want to get you feeling positive. We want the whole energy change inside your body. The physiology needs to be different. So that means having your book, having your space, and having the time, or being willing to create the time to achieve what you want to achieve. Our first real task for this July challenge, for this reset, is to analyze a couple of things. And the first one is 3 to 5 things that did not go well for you in the last 6 months, whether it's COVID related or just life. What's 3 to 5 things that happened that you weren't happy with, that you wish you could have got a better outcome from? Now, these don't have to be catastrophic. I've done this before with people. They go, well, you know, it wasn't bad, I'm just not where I want to be. Well, that's okay. Then still look at what's 3 to 5 things that I would like to do differently. I would have liked a totally different outcome or a slightly different outcome. It doesn't matter. That's what we're looking for. So these are not negatives. It's just what didn't go well. Let's be really honest with ourselves. What didn't go well, and what would I like to do differently about those things? So you write them down, 3 to 5 things that didn't go well, and then write down next to it why it didn't go well, as in what was the outcome you got, and then what is the outcome you would have preferred? Then the next step is to work out how to get it. From there, I also want you to do 3 to 5 things that you think you did well. So let's shine a light on yourself for the positives. What did I do well? What am I happy with? Now, it doesn't mean it was great, but I handled that pretty well. I maintained good relationships with people. I re-evaluated where I'm spending my time. So that could be a positive. So 3 to 5 things that you did well, why you think you did them well, and how you can focus on carrying those forward into the future. So basically, how would I magnify or amplify those good things? And then what do I need to do to shrink those things that weren't so positive? So that's it. It's a really simple task for today. 3 things that didn't go well or that you wish you'd got a slightly different or totally different outcome from, and how can you get it? And then 3 things or 3 to 5 things that went well, and how can you amplify those? And that's your kickoff for day 2 of the July Challenge.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Building Better Humans podcast with your host, Glenn Azar. For feedback, to stay up to date, or go back and find an old episode, head over to 180.net.au.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Let's go.